Small Town Scuttlebutt is sponsored by nobody, but we appreciate you listening.
Good morning!
Medfield, Massachusetts.
Nailed it, Rick.
Here it comes, right on time. It's another episode of Small Town Scuttlebutt.
Small Town Scuttlebutt is the show where we find out what the people have to say. Traffic lights that are time wrong makes my 109 way long. CVS receipts are wasteful. Facebook posts that are not tasteful. Small Town Scuttlebutt. That is Rick. He's a daddy. Wrote those posts that drove you mad. I am Mike. I work with kids. I do the things you wish you did. Rick does stand-up, stays at home.
Mike, you're a nerd. You live alone.
We'll both tell you how to live. So much advice we have to give. We made this podcast just for you.
Small Town Scuttlebutt. Small Town Scuttlebutt. Small Town Scuttlebutt.
But. Small Town
Scuttlebutt. Small Town Scuttlebutt.
Here is Rick Fink Jr. and Mike Page.
You know what I mean?
All right. So am I going to do this from the beginning? I feel comfortable sitting in this chair. Finally comfortable in my own basement.
It's cool. I'll still sit in this captain's chair.
You know
what
we need? We need mood lighting. Do you like that chair?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Mood lighting. I'm going to turn.
I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah, we'll make it work. We'll make it work. All right. Put it on the list of things to do.
Yep.
Get chairs. All right. Hey, everybody. My name is Rick Fink Jr. And with me in my basement across the table here is my buddy Mike Page.
Hey. Jeez, I really knocked that one out of the park.
You did. You did. Thanks. And we're going to keep rolling because I'm going to keep that. That is everybody. That was my friend Mike Page's introduction. That's it. Stumbled out of the gate. But I will carry you. I will carry you. I will lift you up. Want to try that again? This is my friend, Mike Page.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Small Town Scuttlebutt, the only podcast for and about Medfield.
Yeah, that still sucked. Let's try it again. No, just kidding. it's about Medfield. It's for Medfield. We're going to have some fun here. It's going to be a good time. A little informative.
Yeah, so Rick and I have been meeting up at local bars and restaurants for several months just hanging out, and we've been cracking each other up, and we finally decided we would make you guys listen to our banter as well. Since that time, Rick has placed an ad in the paper. Rick, what happened with that newspaper when you went out to get it?
Well, I went to go look for it. Apparently, my wife had already gotten the mail and then thrown it away.
Yeah. Did you ever get to see that ad?
Yeah, it had some mayonnaise on it, but I retrieved it from the trash and
put it in the scrapbook.
Yep, it's in the scrapbook.
And then we attempted to record episode one. We got about halfway through, and it turns out Rick has a cabinet guy, and wouldn't you know it, that's when Rick's cabinet guy decided to show up.
Yeah, so much for the 8 to noon window.
Yeah.
All right, so now we got the show. This is the podcast. We're up and
we're
rolling.
Already going smoothly, I would say.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Rick's redone his basement.
Yeah, I'm just looking around. I'm trying to describe. It looks... we put some insulation up. We got some nice microphones. And that's about it. It's a basement. And, Mike's sitting up by the oil tank, and I'm over by the furnace. Where were we? Oh, we have to...
Yeah.
I lost my mojo. This is our first podcast, Mike, and it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so far episode one is going at least as smoothly as all of the lead up to it.
Yeah, I would say 4.5 stars.
Yeah.
We're rocking about probably 4.5 stars. Yeah.
Anyway, that's okay. We can leave that.
That's okay. That's okay. That was fair. That's fair. That's why we're here. We help each other out. You're going to be my life coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to help me make better decisions. You're going to help me, be the best person I can be.
And yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah. And you've got your work cut out for you, for sure. And what I'm going to do in exchange is propel you to stardom.
How so? How do you figure?
Well, okay, so people know you, love you. People who don't know you... I have no opinion, don't know anything about you. All I can say about you, Mike, is you're the kind of guy that if you have a problem with Mike Page, it's probably your fault. Like, Mike Page is a very likable guy, and he is a terrific role model for kids. And that's something that I think we're...
It is true. On my Facebook memories yesterday, what popped up is that I, 2 years ago yesterday, I taught a child how to make a whistle out of a raisin box.
I saw that.
I am doing great work.
Yep, yep. And it really irritated the mom,
yeah.
Which is...
It sure did.
Extra credit.
Yeah.
So where was I before you interrupted me? I have ADD.
I don't know. You were trying to say I'm a great role model.
I was blown sunshine. So yeah, you're a great role model. We don't have Mr. Rogers anymore.
Right.
But
he died.
Yes, he did. And during this quarantine, you have done this amazing TV show called Quarantine Doodle Club, which we're going to talk about in episode 2, where I interview you in more detail. But I'm just thinking this is the next Mr. Rogers. This guy, it's Mike Page, and we're going to get you to that place.
I would argue that you base the comparison to Mr. Rogers off of the fact that I am akin to wearing cardigans.
You wear a card. You know what? You're kind of a hipster, Mr. Rogers. I know you probably don't want the term hipster.
Yeah, no, I don't care for it.
But your hair is coiffed and you've got like a mustache. What am I supposed to call you?
Monsieur Rogers.
Monsieur Rogers. No, I was talking about in exchange for calling you a hipster. A hipster, Mr. Rogers. You're cool. You can...
Oh, you mean what do I really want to be called?
Yeah, well, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been called far worse than a hipster, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Mike.
No, that drives me nuts. A lot of the kids call me Mr. Mike. That's not my name.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about our bus drivers. We're here to talk about Medfield. And let's just cut to the chase. Mike, why are we doing this podcast? Tell the people.
Well, I'm not much of one with words, but okay. When in the course of small town events, it becomes necessary for one people to rise up and lead a reclamation of civility and to assume among the powers of Earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg have entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of those concerned social media users requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to start a podcast. We hold these truths to be self-evident, Rick, that small towns are created equal, that they are endowed by their citizens with certain unalienable concerns, that among these are speeding drivers, proper holiday decorations, and the timely removal thereof, and why was a helicopter just circling our town? That to discuss these concerns, podcasts are instituted among men, deriving the legitimacy of their just opinions from the consent of their listeners. That whenever any group becomes destructive of small town civility, it is the right of the podcasters to lead a revolution and to institute new civility, laying its foundation on such principles as decency, decorum.
Okay, you lost me at decency. Just kidding. No, I think that's a great approach.
I'm sorry, was that too much? I just was trying to...
Well, you do have a way with words. Yeah, that was great. That was very nice.
I'm sorry, Rick. I thought I knew you like history like I do, and you just said, can you talk a little bit about why we're doing this? And I just thought this way, you know, it's kind of, we want to return our town to people being decent to each other and having a sense of decorum and doing the right thing. I just thought,
yeah,
what better way to put that than?
Well, the online decorum, I think, needs to improve. In person, everybody's really nice and friendly.
Right.
But it's that underworld, that online underworld.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do next? Let's move on. So the word got out. We talked to some people, right, about doing this podcast, and I got some text messages from friends.
I did too. Did you? Like, people are really pumped for us, Rick. Like, people
yeah.
are really looking out for us.
Yeah. Did you get anything good?
Yeah. You know Kurt Jackson. He's a...
Kurt Jackson, yes. I met him when... the first time I met him, he was the Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been the
Best Grinch ever. My kid was like head over heels with the Grinch.
Local storyteller. The guy is a legend.
Oh, he also
town.
Teaches art at the Zulo Gallery.
Yep. And he works at the fourth and fifth grade map site.
Yep. My daughter will never miss an art class at the Zulo. And
So Kurt texted me and said, okay, so here it is. He said, "Hey, Mike, so glad to hear you and Rick are going to finally bring some humor to Medfield. I'll be sure to tune in right after attending a rally for Trump." I don't think he's a Trump supporter, though.
He definitely
isn't. You don't
think
he's being sarcastic, do you?
You know what? Hey, let's say hi to Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Thanks for listening, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good for it. He'll definitely tune in, I think.
That's a download. We got one download. I got one, too, here. This one's from Jim James. A lot of you would know Jim James as the owner of Park Street Books. He's a great guy. Again, one of those people that if you have a problem with Jim James, it's probably your
for
fault.
Sure. He's a great, great guy.
Oh, yeah. He's always doing stuff for the community, helping out the food bank.
He's been
working hard.
Basically giving things away during quarantine to help people.
Yeah.
Keep their kids entertained. So.
And he will bring it right to your house. That's great. Well, anyway.
What did Jim say?
He wrote this. "I just want to drop a line and wish you the best as you launch." Okay, he wrote this to our manager and I intercepted it because we'll talk about our manager later, Leanne Bravo. She's more like a mismanager. She's not even here. And we might sever ties there. Because,
sure.
But I think it's only fair that we bring her in and talk about that. But we want to be transparent about that because this is Medfield's podcast.
True. Right?
Okay, so this is from Jim to our manager. "I just want to drop a line and wish you the best as you launch Medfield's new podcast. Mike's going to boost the community spirit with his enthusiasm. He's going to win everybody's heart with his compassion."
That's nice of him.
Yeah, and he's going to make people smile and laugh with his clever wit. He goes on and says, "Rick Fink Jr. still owes me $24. I think that's for pottery. I think that's probably the price of two pieces of pottery.
Maybe.
That I don't
you,
need.
You should definitely settle up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you got anything else?
No, not yet.
No.
My friends don't really care what I'm up to, it seems.
Okay. I have another one in here. Oh, yeah. So State Representative Sean Dooley, which, by the way, folks, if you don't know, we have two reps. The other one is Denise Garlick. Is it Garlick?
Yes, I believe so.
Or Garlick?
I don't know. I've only seen it online. I don't. And on the signs.
Yeah. Well, here's a tip. If you're going to have a podcast about a particular town and you're going to reference their representation at the State House.
Yes, it is. It is Garlick, Garlick.
Okay, so I was right the first time.
Yeah,
sorry, Miss Garlick. We would like to talk to you at some point too. Give everybody a fair chance to be heard on the show. But Sean's got his finger on the pulse and heard about the podcast. And this one, he says, "I am here." Actually, I can't pull that up. You read it.
So this says, "I'm so excited to hear there's finally a new podcast based out of Medfield. I want to wish co-host Mike Page much success. As my constituent, Mike, you can call on me for any advice along the way. I know nothing about podcasting, but I can help you calm Rick down from one of his rants with some meditation and consensus building. Also, he likes spa pedicures." Is that true, Rick? He likes spas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And was that mediation? I don't see Representative Dooley as a meditator.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so now what? I guess that's the show, right? Can we move on? Can we put a fork in this one and move on? We're doing a three-part series. Part one is just introducing ourselves in the show. Next, we're going to talk about Mike a little bit, and then episode three, we're going to talk about what I'm doing on this show. And then the real fun begins. We'll have a structured format. We'll have a news person in here and some fun bits and segments. So for all of us here at Small Town Scuttlebutt, our mismanager.
Hang on, I just got another good luck from my friend Jeremy. He said, "Mike and Rick, best of luck on the podcast. Rick, please insist that Mike eat something that has some calories in it, like a few greasy hamburgers, so he can actually fill out to an adult size. All right, never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead and do the...
We're out of here. All right.
Why is everybody making fun of us, man?
I don't know. I don't think people have a lot of faith in us.
I don't know that anybody's going to listen to this based on what our friends are saying.
I think people are completely confused about what this show is going to be. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up this episode of Small Town Scuttlebutt. We'll be back again with episode 2. I'm Rick Fink Jr.
And I'm Mike Page. Thanks for listening, everybody.
That was another episode of Small Town Scuttlebutt, the only podcast that reacts to the overreaction of other people reacting to small town problems. If you like what you heard, please tell a friend. Small Town Scuttlebutt is released every Thursday. Rick Fink Jr. and Mike Page are mismanaged by the Bravo Talent Group. Send your comments, questions, and grievances to the guys through Leanne Bravo. Email her at bravo1@smalltownscuttlebutt.com. And she'll probably get back to you eventually. Check them out on Facebook, too. And thanks for listening.
Oh, sorry.
Am I too throaty on the butt?
No, I think it's good.
It's good? Okay.
Yeah, and your kazoo on that one was perfect.
Yeah, it was. Thanks.